WJT, M4ZLK.
When it rains, it pours. WW4JET.
I'm not sure how to take that. Good morning, Matthew. How are you this morning?
My tainted humor. It's all good. Everything's good. Everything's good. Meeting a few guys for coffee. I'm trying to get started. You know what it's going to be like when I retire. So I happen to have the days off, but you know I'm not retired like you. So I have to improvise a little bit and get ready for it.
No, I appreciate your sense of humor. First of all. Also, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm going to say semi-retired, but I don't know when I had time to work, and I'm more tired now doing things that I no. I mean, I have my days. There are days when I do absolutely nothing, and I kind of enjoy it. But usually, I'm working on something, and I don't know. I think. You just stay busy no matter what you're doing, hopefully, and you just got to make the time to do things like that, take time out for coffee, because I haven't even done that with anybody since I've retired. I've made a couple of retirement breakfasts or whatever for some guys that I used to work with, but that's it, and the rest of it, it's like, man, I don't have time to do anything.
Yeah, I still remember the days of going to work. Well, I mean, it's not that they're gone. It's true. You get so busy at home, and you go to work to get rest. That's kind of crazy, but who would think? It's okay. You know, it'll all flush out, and staying busy is, I'm sure, good for the mind and keep your mental health. Not that you're having any problems with mental health, of course.
Have at me. I'll tell you what. if Patrick were listening, he'd get a kick out of that. I know it's really important to stay busy. I've, over the years, delivering to people, I've seen a couple of them, even that I worked with, but people I delivered to, and, oh, yeah, I'm retired, and then they just go home and sit. And it doesn't take long before they're either not well or they're not around anymore. I don't know that that's always the case, but I do feel like it has something to do with that.
You know what? No doubt in my mind. I think you're absolutely correct. That's a good observation. It's real in some cases, and it's a shame because life is too short as it is, right? So.
But I tell you what, I've really gotten to enjoy some more time with the granddaughters. That's been a lot of fun. But I did tell my kids, I will say this, because I've also seen this. I told them before they got married, when they were younger, as they were getting older, I said, do not have children and expect your dad to be, or your mom or your dad to be the full-time babysitter every day, because I delivered to too many, usually it was a man who was medically retired, you know, had to walk with a cane or, you know, couldn't work anymore because of an accident, and he's watching his grandchildren 5 days a week while his kids work. And his wife would usually be working too. And it was just tough on him. So I always said, obviously, if there's an emergency or you need help, you know, for a short period of time, we're going to be there, of course. But do not plan on us being your permanent babysitters, because I'm not doing that. I can't do it. I love my kids, and I'm just not cut out to be with kids all day long. I could never do that in a daycare or anything, especially other people's kids. But anyway, I'm just rambling now. But they've done very well. The ones who have kids, the moms stay at home, and we really appreciate that. They're able to do that, which is, I know it's difficult, but they're able to do that, so we're thankful.
And I do understand your point. Absolutely. I would fit into the same category there, without a doubt. And the fact that they are making ends meet and then some, that's a good thing. It'll change. It's fluid. Obviously, as the kids get into a full-time school situation, the moms can do something else, too. So Yeah, it's all good. I think it's a good way of thinking. So you're out and about and getting some things done, doing a coffee, and then I have a few errands myself, including a last-minute gift or two, maybe. Well, that's kind of cool. This guy put up kind of a barn dough garage, and he's got an old truck with in his yard as a big planter. And the lights on the truck, the actual lights, the working lights of the truck are on at work, and are lit up. That's kind of neat.
There's a lot of ingenious ways of decorating for the holidays. I like that. Yeah, Beth stayed home when our kids were real young, and well, she actually ended up finding something that she could do from the house as they got older. Did some medical transcriptioning for several years, and of course that all went away with voice recognition, and for a while all that was sent overseas, all that work. But yeah, it's a good way, and it was a sacrifice when we were doing it. My kids have been a little smarter and done a lot easier. So I'm a lot proud of them. I'm very proud of them. Anyway, enjoy your coffee today and your errand running. I had the last gift that I had coming in, I had it shipped to my daughter's house, and it was supposed to be delivered yesterday by the post office. And at 9:30 last night, it said it was picked up and signed for, which post office closes at 5 o'clock or so. And so I was emailing the company this morning, and then my daughter texted and said, "Oh, the lady just dropped it off. She put it in the mailbox." So I think what she did is she missed it. Realized she missed it and took it home with her, and then dropped it off on the way to work this morning, which I appreciate. But I don't know, when it says that I didn't, you know, someone picked it up and signed for it, it kind of makes it a little more difficult. So I wish she would have just said missed delivery and we'll deliver it again tomorrow. It would have put my mind at ease a little better.
Yeah. Truth is, I think the only service with consistency is the one you used to work for. Both the contract side, you know, with FedEx is horrible, and the post office is just not reliable. But I mean, they're usually there, but they're just, you know, if you have to depend on something, I can think of better ways to get it there.
I know they're busy, and I know it's a difficult time, but, you know, I'm glad we got it. We got it. It all worked out. I just had to re-email the company and tell them, "Hey, never mind. Forget my last email." But anyway, I got to run out and a couple of errands, too, today. And then one of the kids, her and her husband, are coming over tonight. They're going to spend the night, and then everybody's coming over tomorrow. So when are you celebrating? You having family coming over?
It's just a couple of them, and yeah, possibly. We're not, it's likely not tomorrow. It looks like it's be Christmas Day afternoon, probably. But my wife has a doctor's appointment because something came available and moved it up tomorrow, before they close up late morning. So that's good. And we'll run over to church at 5 o'clock. So that'll be like tomorrow. It'll be pretty laid back. And so probably Christmas Day, it looks like. And I hope yours is a good one. I know both companies, by the way, on the previous topic, both UPS, FedEx are having issues in the flight department with those MD-11s being grounded. And I know they're struggling a little bit with some extra flying, and they probably leased more aircraft this time around than they wanted to. But I guess they're getting by, though, it seems.
Yeah, I imagine that would make it tough. I do know the volume is down. I was talking to a couple of former fellow employees, and the volume they were bringing back was not the same, and they didn't put as many tractor-trailer routes in. They usually put in about 5 extra routes just in Greenville, and just from our little building, so imagine how many they do in some of the bigger places. But they only put in 2 this year, and some of the guys who would normally bring back loads were bringing back empty trailers. So I think the volume has dropped off considerably. But I also know we didn't renegotiate the contract with Amazon, so we don't There's an occasional Amazon package, but most of the deliveries that we used to do for Amazon are not there anymore. So, which, ironically, we're seeing here, my wife sometimes got three different Amazon deliveries on the same day from three different Amazon drivers, which I thought was interesting. So, doesn't seem to be the most efficient way of doing it.
Which is easy, and, yeah, you know, you're right. I mean, there's often days where I wonder, but Amazon's a lot of volume. I mean, it's crazy how many people use it, and I'm guilty of that too. It's just way convenient for certain things, and they have a niche. There's no doubt they have a niche, and it's beyond that now. Actually, it's an obsession, I think. But anyway, I'm destinating. You have a good rest of your day. And if I don't talk to you, a special time with your family, and Merry Christmas as well. And we'll do that coffee one day here soon. We can manage that. And you take care, of course, yourself. Be careful out there. WW4JT.
Merry Christmas, Matthew, to you and your family. Enjoyed it, and enjoy your coffee. And yeah, we'll get together. I was talking to my wife yesterday, telling about our conversation, and anyway, we'll get together. Have a good day, and be careful out there. N4ZLK clear.